Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 12th of June, and I'm recording at 10:05 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. Now, the big story in here today really is crude oil prices. They shot higher, and as you know, they've been moving upwards for the last two weeks or more, having been in very, very tight ranges overall. Now, the WTI crude closed up $2.43 here tonight at $106.83. And that's a breakout through the highs, previous highs of the year near the 105 level. And also the lows for well over the last year have been rising steadily here overall. Now, the more important Brent oil chart was up nearly $3.25 to $113.19. And so that's a big upward dynamic. And if we get follow-through with the Brent crude moving above 120 and holding that level, that really will put the cat among the pigeons here, to coin a phrase, and would be certainly a stiff headwind for stock markets. I believe I mentioned this in last night's audio, not that you got to hear it in time, and I apologize for that, but the Wednesday audio was posted here again today, and it is now working should you wish to hear that. But again, I talked about these oil prices moving up and how that's one of the factors that could really worry stock markets, in addition to the high valuations that we have seen in some markets. The oil problem is more serious if these rallies continue. Now, okay, why was it going up? Well, you probably saw the news that's been coming out from Iraq and the seizing of Mosul by Taliban forces. That's a city of over a million people. And what is it? I think it's about 80 miles from Baghdad. Now, this is not an immediate threat to the oil-producing regions, but Iraq is the Middle East's second largest producer behind Saudi Arabia. So you can understand why investors are perhaps becoming a little nervous. And I think there are other factors here as well. One of them, for instance, is that the oil prices have been ranging in such an increasingly narrow range since 2011. And investors, particularly some of the trading houses with commodity divisions, they've been paring back those commodity divisions over the last year or so, partly because volumes had dropped off and not all that much was actually going on. You can imagine those traders sitting around. This is conjecture on my part, but I would be surprised if it's off the mark here. But you can imagine them sitting around and looking for things to do, as investors and traders are always doing in any event. And they've seen some sharp moves in commodities over the last year, and particularly in the agricultural commodities. And here's crude oil with this increasingly narrow pattern, this big sideways trading range, and that's not going to persist indefinitely. And so there may well be a speculative move, a strong speculative move in here to push prices higher as well. But so that's the big story of the day here. Well, what else is going on? Let's take stock markets first, and I'll just realign my screens. In terms of Asia, in terms of markets generally, I should say, Most were down today, and oil was a big influence. And also in Asia, Wall Street's overnight performance was certainly a factor. In the Asia Pacific region, generally, we had most markets lower. India was higher. That was the main gainer, modest gain here of 0.4%. And New Zealand was also higher. Now, in Europe, we had mostly declines. They weren't that big. Small declines. The biggest looks like Switzerland, which I think it had the best gain yesterday, but it was down nearly 0.5% here today. And that was the day before yesterday, I believe, that Switzerland had the had that leading gain. But again, mostly to the downside. Exceptions looks like Holland and Spain and the UK, but the gains were tiny. Now, Wall Street was affected by this well, overbought condition, short-term overbought condition that I've been talking about. So many stock markets have been showing this short-term overbought condition. And the oil price rise, I think, would also be a factor here. And Dow down 110 points. The S&P down 0.75%. Ditto for the Nasdaq here today. So not big declines, but pulling further back. As I said in my Wednesday audio, that given the previous 2 weeks of strong gains that we saw in these stock markets, and not least in Wall Street, that we would really have to see declines that went back down and took out last month's lows, took out the May lows to indicate more than a reaction and consolidation. And well, if oil keeps running higher, that will happen. But if oil eases back for whatever reason, either the US can release a little bit more from its stockpile, we could also see Saudi Arabia hopefully increase their output somewhat. But if that were to happen, then and prices came back, then I think we would only see consolidations within the overall upward trends that are still in place. We will see. Okay, long-dated government bonds yield the yields. Well, it was a quiet day here, really. Yields came back just a tiny fraction. Other interesting developments, though. We saw big moves in the precious metals here today. The industrial metals, in contrast, were all down a little bit, but the big gains, which suggested to me that we were seeing the unwinding of some pair trades. In other words, some traders had been long palladium and platinum, and they were moving higher on supply considerations, as you know, because this has been mentioned regularly here. And they were simultaneously short gold and silver, with some of those big trading houses putting out very bearish reports on gold. Well, they swung into reverse here today. Palladium down $38 to 821 and change, and excuse me, platinum down nearly $37 to 1,444, while silver, and these are still trading after hours, silver is now up over 35 cents today to $19 and 52 cents, and gold bullion up $12 here. It's at 1,273. And change. Now, those are sharp moves here overall, but the action that we're seeing in gold and silver looks potentially, we saw failed downside breaks from small trading ranges, and that would suggest at least a test of the upper side, taking silver back up to at least $20. It's at 1951 here right now. Sorry, I paused here because it seems the power has just cut out. My connection to the Bloomberg screen is has just gone off. But overall, I think that my view broadly is that gold and silver remain in gradual support building processes that will eventually lead to higher levels over the medium term. What else actually happened here today? Sterling was really quite strong, and that was up. I think back close to the. I say I haven't got the screen right now, but it was back close to the. Let's see if I can pick it up. No, that's not going to be able to. But again, Sterling was up 1.5 cents in here today. So I think that's taken it back up over to 169 against the U.S. dollar. And the U.S. dollar was a little bit softer generally. I'm going to end it here because I haven't got the screen in front of me, but I'd already covered most of the highlights. And on that note, all the best to you, and I promise I'll make sure that I get this audio up in the usual manner.